fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Mortar coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the first day of November, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that most Democrats, unfortunately, think is unnecessary anymore in the public schools. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to stock up on ammunition, magazines, body armor, gas masks. The tempo of the discourse is getting very heated in this country. I don't know what's coming, but I do know that if you have enough ammunition, magazines, gas mask, and body armor, you'll be ready for whatever might be coming in terms of national civil disorder. That would be a good thing. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a gentleman who began a quest more than half a century ago to become quite proficient and knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with emergency radio communications, ham radio, electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John, on this very cool morning here in the Ozarks.
Well, sir, we've got our first hard freeze, 20 degrees, a hard freeze, about 4 weeks too early. In fact, I'll be checking with facilities manager for the American Legion Post around the commander to check with him and see if everything's okay. This is way too early. But this is part of something, and we need to talk about here some this morning, Tom, of what's coming in terms of violent climate change. And a topic I've been talking about for many years. It became real apparent June of 2010 what was coming at us in terms of violent climate change. And the film, the Hollywood film, The Day After Tomorrow, starring Dennis Quaid. Now, what I've been telling people, Tom, since 2010 is we're living that movie in slow motion. what happens in the film takes place over a matter of just a very few months, about 3 to 6 months, where we go from normal weather to an ice age. Well, the truth is the ice age is coming, but not in 3 to 6 months, obviously. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. June 12th, 2010, the Gulf Stream stopped. And Dennis Quaid plays the part of a paleoclimatologist, a scientist who studies ancient weather. And here's the deal. You have to have global warming or global heating prior to having global cooling or a mini ice age. One has to happen before the other. This may sound counterintuitive, but it is a scientific fact. And the movie goes into that. If you know a little bit about what I'm talking about, you can identify what's going on in the film in a Hollywood version. So, Tom, what happened June 12, 2010? The Gulf Stream stopped. That was a consequence of melting freshwater ice in two places, Greenland and the Antarctic. The melting ice at the North Pole doesn't matter because it's floating salt water. It doesn't matter. But the melting freshwater ice in the Greenland and the Antarctic put all that fresh water into the oceans, reducing the salinity of these oceans. Now, the Gulf Stream functions, used to function, past tense, because of the salinity of the ocean. And the that salinity allowed the warm water from the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean to go all the way across the North Atlantic, warming up England, Ireland, Scotland, splitting there, going south towards the coast of France, going north towards Scandinavia. That all ended June 12, 2010. What also ended, Tom, was the regulation of the jet stream. Now, Tom, you're in central Missouri, and about 5 miles above your head, Tom, as you're sitting there on this radio show this morning, and all you listeners, about 5 miles above your head is something called the jet stream. It doesn't matter if you're in South America, in Ecuador, or in North America. There's at least three jet streams that I'm aware of. Some people say there's four. The Northern Hemisphere, Equatorial, and Southern Hemisphere. These jet streams have a dramatic impact on weather in all the areas that they are, which is worldwide, of course. And Tom, the Gulf Stream used to, past tense, regulate the jet stream, which is no longer regulated. It just does wild gyrations. The scientists have no model, no way of determining what's going on or why for these jet streams, because they've lost their dependability. They've lost their regulatory force, which was the Gulf Stream. So here we are, Tom, the first day of November, with it being 20 degrees when it should be, about 15 to 20 degrees warmer than that right now, as it has been for our entire lives and for many centuries before us. Tom, we're at the beginning of what may be very well a mini ice age that could last for years. And Tom, you're old enough to remember when in our hometown, St. Louis, in the 1970s, the mayor of St. Louis came on the radio asking people to loan the St. Louis Police Department four-wheel drive Jeeps so the police could patrol. There were snowmobile dealerships all around St. Louis in the early to mid-70s. We had so many harsh winters with such long-lasting, dramatic snows that snowmobile dealerships were thriving, and the police department couldn't get around unless they borrowed Jeeps from private citizens. That's what it was like 40, 45 years ago, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, it was. I don't remember that so much in the 70s, John, but I do remember that winter of 82 when we had that huge snowstorm. I couldn't get to my plant out in Fenton, Missouri. I couldn't get anywhere near it. Things were shut down for about a week. I remember people
pulled sleds down
the main roads to go grocery shopping.
I was dating my wife, Dr. Moore, at the time. She was actually a student at Logan to become a doctor at the time. And my home, my apartment, was about halfway between where she worked as a waitress at a kind of an upscale restaurant and her home, her apartment in Clayton, Missouri. So I go to bed. It was cool, and the ground was bare and dry when I went to bed that night. About 2 a.m., I hear a knock, knock, knock on my door, and I go to the door, and there's Mary Ann standing there in a blizzard. It was the snow was already about a foot deep, and I let her in, and it kept snowing all night. And my little Saab sports car in the driveway, I could not see it. The top of the car was even with the snow. Where it had drifted a little bit, it was the top of the car was about 3.5 feet above the ground. So Mary Ann came in to stay with me because of this blizzard. And she and I put on our winter gear and hiked to a supermarket the next morning. Nothing was moving. There was no motor vehicles moving at all on the roads. None, zippo, none, nada. It was phenomenal, and you're right. St. Louis, Missouri was basically shut down completely for 3 days and for most of a week with that record snowfall. Thankfully, the power grid held up because we would have been in really bad trouble real quick. I had some emergency gear. I had a kerosene heater that I could have stayed warm with, but thank goodness the power grid held up. So I'm talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what's coming. We've been hearing for years and years and years about global warming. Back in the 70s, they were predicting an ice age coming. Obviously, that didn't happen. I'm not predicting anything's coming. I am saying that the stage is set for that to come. When the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, and I documented that. We interviewed Dr. Luigi Anizangari at the time, myself and Dr. Deagle. Oh, by the way, Tom, I'll be on with Dr. Deagle next Tuesday on his show. I got a little TV studio set up here in my office because he does TV now, and that's at 3 p.m. Central Time this coming Tuesday with Dr. Bill Deagle. And I reached out to some other people in the last couple of days. Doug Hagman, I'll be on with Doug soon. And my show is going to be rebroadcast on a new Christian network starting next week or so. I'll be reaching out to Dave Hodges as well to be with Dave on his show. Things are moving along quickly, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they really are. I didn't know Bill Deagle was going to have a video type of broadcast. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well,
he's great.
He's quite the technoid, and he's up to snuff on all this latest technical gadgets, which I'm not. Tom, just recently, early this week, I purchased a half-century-old British sports car. Luckily, it'll pass inspection because the Missouri state inspection does not require the driver's door to stay closed when you make a turn. I'll be posting a photo. I'll be posting photographs and updates as I restore this half-century-old British sports car, which does run, but the driver's door doesn't stay latched. That will be one of the first things I'll be working on. Obviously, it'll be a fun project, and I'm very well qualified to work on a half-century-old automobile because it's so simplistic that my skill set is equal to it. No computers. It's EMP proof, Tom. Absolutely EMP proof.
That is a good car to have.
Yeah. And it'll be a fun project, and I'm looking forward to it. I need something to keep me busy. I can't just sit around and read books in my spare time. I need something to do with my hands. But during that blizzard, I don't know what role the ham radio people played in that blizzard, but you were there at the time, and what was going on with ham radio during that blizzard, sir? if you recall.
Well, those guys were on mainly during that time. I listened to the local 2-meter repeaters. I had a UHF repeater on the air at the time. It's all the equipment seemed to work better with all that snow on the ground. The coverage was even better. But that was so long ago, John, I don't remember all the details. I do remember those television spots, though, where they were asking for four-wheel drive vehicles. And, you know, four-wheel drive wasn't as popular in those days as it is now. But they were really desperate. And the hospitals needed people to get patients in and out. So they were also in need of four-wheel drive. I always keep a four-wheel drive pickup truck handy, and that's what I use when I hardly ever drive that thing, but when there's snow on the ground, that's what I use, and I put a lot of weight in the bed, and I've never had any trouble getting around anywhere in the deepest of snow.
Well, that's good. That's good, and the winter is here, and no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're past fall. As far as the calendar is concerned, we're still in fall up until, I believe, December 21st, the shortest day of the year. But as far as the temperature is concerned, it is no doubt whatsoever winter. Now, they've had snows in some parts of the country about a month, 2 months early, haven't they, sir?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, this weather is just, it's been different. It's really been different, and I think we're in for a serious winter. What do you think?
It certainly, as far as temperature, no doubt whatsoever for our area of central Missouri. As far as precipitation and snow, the last five winters, I think the total snow accumulation between all five winters was maybe 1 inch or inch and a half of snow, where we were going for a third of an inch, a half an inch per season, per winter. But with the early onset of extreme cold and 20 degrees the 1st of November, in our part of the country, is an extreme temperature. If you're up in Minnesota, you would laugh at what we call winter down here, and you're welcome to your winters up there, all you folks in Minnesota, at International Falls, the coldest place in the United States, including Alaska, most of the time. For us, 20 degrees on the 1st of November is very serious cold weather. And not that we can't deal with it. We're prepared to deal with it and keep warm. And all our infrastructure is built to deal with this kind of weather, isn't it, sir?
Lost my audio there for a minute, John. I don't know what happened. Anyway, you know, we do have to prepare as far as ham radio goes, communications. You really have to check your antenna connections, make sure everything's sealed up. Any water gets in there and then freezes, it's going to expand and make connections come apart and things like that. So a really good idea to check things now while you still have the chance to make sure all that's good. And that includes the antennas on any vehicles.
Absolutely. The what's the name of that black sticky stuff that we put on the antenna connections outside? Do you know offhand?
I don't remember, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And they make a similar product to use for electrical connections, and you can purchase that at almost any of the big hardware stores.
And the man who invented the black sticky stuff for these connectors was a regular guest on my show. I doubt he's still alive. He was a B-17 pilot in World War II, stranded in Russia during World War II, and the Russian government wouldn't help him. The United States government wouldn't help him. It was wintertime. They weren't provided adequate shelter or clothing, him and his crew. He told his men, he says, "I'm walking out of here. Anybody wants to come with me, let's go." One guy went with him. Everybody else stayed behind, never heard from again. The one guy who came with him did not make it. He was the only survivor of his entire B-17 crew, and he still couldn't talk about it, even as recently as a few years ago. Yeah. But he invented the black sticky stuff that we all use in our connectors. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
More here on Friday. It is Friday, the first day of November. The year will be over in about 8 weeks. How about that? We're going on a cruise. We're talking about winter. I really don't care for cold weather. I know how to deal with it very effectively, but I'd rather be in a warm climate, and we're going to be in the Caribbean. I'll be there. Leon Green will be there. Everybody else who wants to go has an opportunity to go with us. Just go to my website and check out the Caribbean cruise, the second week of February. If you don't have internet access, call our cruise director, Betsy Murphy. She'll be glad to mail you a full-color brochure, and it'll be fun. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line is the largest cruise ship they make. There's 20 restaurants on this ship. A week away from the cold weather, it sounds like a good deal to me. Betsy Murphy's telephone number, here it is, twice, slowly, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. This is Emergency Communications Friday morning. We talked to Tom Berryhill about emergency communications and encouraged people to get their ham radio license, get the equipment that's compatible with their level of expertise, join the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org. Join your local ham radio club so you can get up to speed as quickly as possible. Right, Tom? Hello, Tom.
American Radio. Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Am I coming through? Yeah, the America Radio Relay League is where you start. That's the place to find the publications and other information that will lead you to the local ham radio club, where the ladies and gentlemen there can also help you to learn what you're going to need to pass that test. And all those publications from the American Radio Relay League will help you. They have from the very basics up to very advanced information on technical subjects. So there's something for everybody, but it's really not difficult at all to get started. And I really believe anybody that would spend even 2 weeks, but if they spent 3 or 4 weeks and really went over all the test questions and the information, anybody could pass that test. It's really not that difficult.
No, it's not. We routinely, and I need to keep my, we have, you know, this is a rating, we always have new listeners, 8 to 9 year old boys and girls routinely study for and get their ham radio license. So don't be intimidated. Just because you're not a electronics expert, you don't need to be an electronics expert. Any person of normal intelligence with normal abilities, with no special talent in electronics at all, can study far and pass their ham radio test, can't they, Tom?
Yes, they can, and it can really launch a career for a young person if they get started early. It's a great way to, if you're studying electronics, a great way to increase your knowledge and put your designs to use. If you want to design equipment and try it out on the air, ham radio is the way to do it. All the way from computer circuits that interface your computer equipment to the radio equipment or RF-type equipment. If you want to work with amplifiers, oscillators, things like that, that's really where the ham radio shines, because it allows people to work with these designs, learn how to calibrate them, and it could be the start of a very lucrative career for a young person if they decide to get into it.
Oh, great for homeschoolers, too. Homeschoolers like to get their youngsters a broad-based education where they learn lots of practical things, useful things. And as I mentioned previously, Tom, in other shows, most childhood activities, children are pretending to do what adults do with toys. Toys that simulate and emulate what adults do, adult activities. Well, this is entirely different, because the children are not pretending to do what adults do are doing. They actually do what adults do when it comes to ham radio. So they're not pretending, and it's a good experience for them, isn't it?
It really is. And like you just said, the same equipment that the adults would be using, these young people would be using. It's not too uncommon to hear a young teenager on the radio with some very powerful signals talking worldwide. I've heard it myself, and well, I've done it myself, but it's been a long time ago. But you do hear it quite often, John, and these young people, I think that's the best part of this hobby, is getting them started, because it really sparks an interest, you know, and they get going at a young age, and they soak it up like a sponge, and they're really really capable of doing some great things in their lives. So I just think it's a great way for a homeschooler, especially if they're looking for some sort of electronics course or something for the kids. This is a way to get it going.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. If you got a question or comment about emergency communications, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back somewhere back. There are more here on Friday. It is Friday, the very first day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. I got an email from a listener this morning. John, where can I see the map from The Godfather, the map of North America with new coastlines, and all the other maps? We scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. It says, New Coastlines in the Media. There's more than two dozen movies and TV shows showing continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, going back to the 1950s. It's quite a project. It's a lot of fun. And I have to give credit where credit is due. That's the listeners. I don't have the time to watch all the movies and TV shows, probably 500,000 or more produced in the last 60 years. But when you do see a movie or a TV show, it's showing a continent with a new coastline, different coastline. Get that screen capture to me. That's what you need to do, number one. And then you get to pick out any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's keep it moving forward. Regardless of what the future brings for us, whether it's good normal times or hard times, you're going to need energy to do the things you want to do. So in good times, you might want to go golfing or fishing or play tennis. You need energy for that. In hard times, you'll be doing manual labor, maybe cutting firewood, working in the garden, working on a tractor. and you need energy for that also. That's where the energy cleaner comes in, to help you have the energy you need to do the things that you want and need to do. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? It's not going to fix itself. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Get yourself an energy cleaner. The mattress pads that go with it, it's a great combination. That's what most people are doing these days. We have twin size, full size, queen, king, California king. Working with some people, they got one of these king size beds that's split in the middle from about the waist up, the top half of the bed. And we're going to ship them two twin size mattress pads that will be connected to the energy cleaner, so these people can use the energy cleaner and the twin size mattress pads on this special bed that goes up and down. It was split in the middle, the top half. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa to place your order. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Communications Friday Morning. We talk about emergency survival communications. And that's what it's all about, is protecting lives and property, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, John. We've been talking about the weather, and of course, it gets us thinking, like I said earlier, about antenna connections. If you have any type of radio equipment, this is the time to check those electrical connections, whether it be the antenna or the power, anything like that, your backup power systems. If you have that, generators, battery banks, things like this, you really need to check all this and make sure everything's working properly, no bad connections or anything. And especially on antennas, if they're on a tower or on a mast or anything like that, make sure that those antennas exposed to the weather are watertight. So you want to have a very good connection where the transmission line connects to that antenna. Make sure everything's supported properly. You don't want that transmission line dangling in the wind, blowing around and collecting ice and getting too heavy, and it will tear itself loose from the antenna itself. You don't need that trouble.
I use lots of zip ties, cable ties, to secure the coax to the antenna. Make sure I got the black sticky stuff nice and secure around the outside connections, and have what's called a drip loop before the coax comes into the structure. The drip loop is a extra little length where the coax goes down before it goes up into the entrance into the structure. So in a melting water, rain, so forth, it drips down rather than follows the coax into the structure itself. Right, Tom?
Yes, that's correct. That's the proper way to do it, and that's very important. The last thing you need is that water traveling in with the cable, and it will. It'll run right down that cable and right into the building, and you don't want that. That's a terrible problem to deal with, but drip loop solves that. And you also want to make sure lightning connections, yeah, we can have lightning in the winter. Make sure any type of grounds are properly installed and good connections there. Make sure the tower mast is grounded. And I think you'll be all set to go.
Absolutely. And if you're sitting there scratching your head, what are these guys talking about? Cable ties, black sticky stuff, drip loops. It may be new language to you and things that you're not used to hearing about. All the mysteries, all the confusion will be resolved once you start going to your local ham club meetings, won't they, Tom?
That's right, and that's where these people have learned by experience and by making mistakes. They've learned how to get things done and what not to do, and they'll share that information with you and hopefully spare you from some real dead ends that can be quite costly and damage equipment sometimes. You want to do it right from the start, and there's nothing wrong by learning from your mistakes, but if you don't have to do it, why do it? These people have the experience, and they'll be glad to help.
Absolutely. And it doesn't cost anything. Joining a local ham radio club, There may be some nominal membership fee. Sometimes the club has them, sometimes they don't. And you'll end up meeting great people. And something that comes up a lot, Tom, in my conversations, people ask me, John, how do I find people of like mind? Well, this is a great place to find people of like mind. I would say 9 out of 10 ham radio operators have a certain level of interest and preparedness, don't they, sir?
They really do. You'll find a lot of interest and preparedness at these ham clubs. If you go to a ham fest where they're buying and selling equipment, that's another good thing to do, and there's some of those that are indoors during the winter months. All across the country, you can find information there and talk to people like-minded that will help you. And the preparedness issue, and that subject, it comes up all the time, whether it's a radio club or a ham fest. They're quite aware of what's going on, most of them.
That's right. They are. And we can encourage people. We can inform them. We can nudge them. It's their decision to pick up the challenge or not. I respect that. I don't have an emotional attachment to the outcome of informing these people. That's their choice, and I respect their choice to get involved in ham radio or not. And the consequences of not getting involved may lead to some very serious end, not too pleasant end, couldn't it, Tom?
Well, that's very true, and especially we're talking about wintertime weather. It's a dangerous time to be caught out there. If you have problems, you get stranded, you slide off the road. Out here in these rural areas, John, if you don't have a cell phone, you're in trouble. But then many times, there's no coverage. There's quite a few gaps in the coverage still in these rural areas. You get outside of some of the small towns, and the phones don't work, but the ham radio equipment would.
There's in my neighborhood, cell phones don't work, with certain exceptions. I know of two spots, one a church parking lot about a mile, it would be north of me, and then the parking lot for the fire department about a half a mile south of me. There's cell phone coverage. Now, here at my home, I've got cell phone coverage because I have a Wilson amplifier, and my cell phone works where nobody else's cell phone works because I've installed a Wilson amplifier point at the nearest cell phone tower. And a quick heads up, Wilson amplifiers makes a mobile version that will work in cars and trucks, which will allow you to talk on a cell phone in places where nobody else can talk on a cell phone, right, Tom?
That's correct. It's basically a bi-directional amplifier. It boosts your signal going back to the cell tower, and it boosts the tower signal coming back to you. So it works both ways, and it's a handy thing to have. I probably need one here, but I just get by the best I can. And I'll tell you what, John, you get in some bad weather and that phone doesn't work, you're in some serious trouble. You're traveling at night and you're low on fuel, and that's the other thing. Keep your gas tank topped off. But if you're
Two reasons. It provides extra weight to the back of the vehicle where your driving wheels are for most cars, except I guess that's, you know, a lot of newer cars here, front wheel drive, but more weight on the back wheels is a good thing. And of course, being low on fuel could have very serious consequences if you do get stranded.
Yes, that's true. On my four-wheel drive pickup, I actually put 2 55-gallon drums full of water in the back. I put those drums in the truck and lay them down on their side, and I have a frame that I put in that holds them in place right over the rear axle, and I just fill those things with water. I've only had to do that a few times over the years, but that really helped getting through when even a lot of these four-wheel drive vehicles were in a ditch. Yeah, they slid off the road. That thing was stable enough and weight enough to keep it on the road. So
well,
you have to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, but that's you're looking at at least 500 pounds.
About almost 8.5 pounds per, over eight right. pounds per gallon.
So you're looking at about a half a ton of water there, basically, aren't you? Close to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's good. That's good. And you don't have to lift them out of there. All you need to do is drain the water, and then you got an empty drum to take out.
Well, sometimes it got cold enough for it to freeze, and I just left them in there.
Until springtime.
And,
yep.
I did, as a matter of fact. But you could also, I just went on a slight incline one time and just pulled the frame that I built out of lumber. I just pulled that aside and just rolled them out the back of the truck, and they went rolling down the hill. And when they thawed out, I just emptied them and put them back in storage. But that got the job done. It was just a makeshift thing that worked pretty good.
Well, in the Army, we call it field expedient. And I'm well known for doing field expedient things to make things work as necessary. Do workarounds and improvise between cable ties, duct tape, and parachute cord. I can fix almost anything, Tom.
That's all you need. That just put some thought to it and get the job done.
Absolutely. Well, there's lots of hobbies out there people can participate in. The expense of ham radio is on the low end of hobbies, isn't it, sir?
It is. It's not expensive to get started. I think if you buy some used equipment, if you start with a technician license, that's the entry point, and you're going to be on VHF and UHF frequencies. I was looking at some of the Ham 1 ads earlier this morning, and I do that most days. I look through there because I'm always looking for certain parts and accessories and things. And you can find almost anything you need, but I saw some of these radios that would be perfect for a newcomer to this hobby for $100, including the shipping, John. So you can buy new stuff, too, some of these Chinese radios. I don't trust those things, but you can get those through Amazon brand new for $100 shipped. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. If you want some really nice ICOM, Yaesu, Kenwood, that type of equipment, even a Linco, all of those are proven designs. Those pieces of equipment will get you on the air reliably with very little trouble. And I really think if you just budget, I'd say maybe $250 or $300 to get your first setup with all the antenna equipment, the connecting cables, everything you need, that price range would get you started.
That's why I spent that much for one tire for my van. One tire. I spent that much for one tire. And that was 30 years ago. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual. I read a prepper series a while ago. It's a really good one, Going Home. And a good part of it deals with ham radio communications and such. In there was one instance where it was a grid down scenario, the book series, and they were accessing weather satellite information via ham radio and able to download actual pictures of what was currently going on weather-wise, approaching hurricanes, things like that. Do you know much about that as far as accessing weather satellites with your ham gear and where it would be a good place to start investigating that?
Okay, I am not that familiar with those satellites. I know some of the weather satellites actually operate at some relatively low frequencies. Some of them in the 2 meter spectrum are close to it, 136 megahertz, I think, are some of them. But you might want to investigate more and find out the frequency range. And then there's equipment that would let you decode those signals and actually have the printouts. There's probably upgraded equipment that operates at much higher frequencies, but it's true that the ham equipment does cover extended ranges on receive. So while we're limited to transmit in certain frequency spaces, the receivers on much of this equipment is wide range and allows you to tune and receive outside of the ham radio bands and listen to whatever you want, whether it be the police, fire, utilities, all of that. You can hear all of it, and I would assume some of the satellite transmissions as well. Of course, they're not going to decode it, so you're going to need some sort of a system that interfaces to the radio and your computer that would put that information right on your computer screen. And if you could get that set up, Dave, then you have a real-time weather station right there, and you'd see exactly what's going on as it happens.
Yeah, I figured in a grid-down scenario, that would be a very effective and something that would be useful to have.
It could really be helpful, and I really like to focus on HF communications as well as the 2 meters in a grid down scenario. That's where you really need the regional and wide range coverage as well.
Right.
Okay, Dave. Well, we appreciate your call, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
We are our last break. We'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Joe, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the very first day of November. Well, Tom, in almost exactly 12 months, we will have an election for President of the United States. What's got to do with ham radio? Well, here's what it's got to do with it. We're expecting civil disorder, whether the president wins or the president loses. Civil disorder almost always means disruptions in normal communications and the need to be able to talk to friends, loved ones, co-workers, people you go to church with, neighbors, and so forth, to accomplish the goal of making sure people are safe and secure. So 12 months will fly by. It'll make your head spin, these 12 months, on one hand. On the other, Tom, wouldn't you agree we have time for people to study for the ham license right now, get their ham radio license, and get their equipment over the next 12 months? That would be a fair statement, wouldn't it, sir?
Oh, easily. I think most people be able to do it in that time frame, John, and they'd be able to be on the air long before that and build the skills needed to operate that equipment, learning the on-the-air procedures and what frequencies they'd be using, and be all set. It could be very helpful. Who knows what's going to happen at that time? It's hard to say, but yes, there could be some civil disorder. It's going to really be important to have communications as well as HF. If you want to talk worldwide, the HF systems are great, and also a shortwave receiver. And the HF ham equipment can be used as a shortwave receiver. If you just want to listen, you can do that, but you can also use it to communicate. So anyway, it's good to have all that type of equipment at hand in case something does go very wrong.
Right. Well, the civil disorder may or may not happen, but what is definitely going to happen will be nature's events. There's no place on this planet safe from what nature can and will do, and ham radio is always handy for that, isn't it?
It really is. It's so important, and the capabilities to get international shortwave broadcasts is so important, because some of the best information will come from outside the country.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you, sir, for being with us. Have a great weekend, and we'll be talking privately soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, John.
Okay, appreciate it, sir. We've got to top there. Our break coming up. We hope to have Dr. Lynn Wilbert with us, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. It's not well commonly known, but many of us radio talk show hosts know each other. We're friends. We communicate privately. We've been to each other's homes. I've known Steve Quayle since the late 1990s, for example. Dave Hodges and I talk privately every 3 or 4 weeks as necessary. Doug Hagman, I talked to Doug Hagman yesterday. He's going to have me on his show. Dr. Bill Deagle, I will be with Dr. Deagle this coming Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central Time, doing a TV show. Kevin Gallagher has started a new radio Christian-based radio network. It's the Truth Be Told Network. Truth Be Told Network. And my show is going to be broadcast on his network. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
People tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.